Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
Show live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next from 9 to 11 right here on the Fan. But right now, joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, is the one and only Brandon Thorne. You can find him on Bleacher Report, Establish the Run, Offensive Line Masterminds, on social media at Brandon Thorne NFL. To me, he is the ultimate in offensive line analysis and breaking down the trenches. Brandon, I thank you a ton for taking the time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
Excited yeah, you to be bet. Here. Yeah, it's great to be chatting with you. I know we've kind of talked adjacently online a couple times and things like that, but great to talk to you in person and get to pick your brain a little bit on all the things, you know, that the Packers are trying to do in the trenches going into the season. Of course, one of those huge pieces is acquiring one Micah Parsons from the Dallas Cowboys. So let me start there. What was your reaction when you saw Dallas trade away Micah Parsons, when you saw Green Bay get him, and what is Green Bay getting in Micah Parsons?
Yeah, I mean, reaction is just shock that it actually happened. You know, I can't think of a bigger trade since I've started covering, you know, offensive and defensive line play 10 years ago. I mean, the Khalil Mack one was big, but this even is a little bigger just because of where Micah is in his career, just being younger. So, just a monumental trade. I think it, you know, franchise shifting for both sides, really, in a lot of ways, probably more so Green Bay just, you know, going all in and ready to win now, that sort of thing. And, Micah being kind of the final piece. So, I understand it from Green Bay's perspective a little bit more than Dallas. And I understand the bet. So, in terms of, like, you know, what you're getting, I truly think after studying pass rushers like I have really in depth the last 6-7 years is, I mean, I think Myles Garrett and then Micah Parsons and then everybody else. And I mean, there's some, you know, there's that tier probably you can expand it to, you know, Nick Bosa, Max Crosby, Danielle Hunter, TJ Watt. That's probably the group, but maybe Trey Hendrickson. But I mean, the reason why I say Micah is above those guys and below Miles is because I just think his superpower, he can match pretty much everybody else and everything else. But what makes him truly great, I think, is his ability to change directions on a dime. So he has the get off, of course, to get off the ball close space on guys, you know, at a level that matches anybody pretty much. But the ability to stop, pivot and switch directions, lateral quickness, short area quickness, whatever you want to call it, is truly the best in the league, I think. And that's what makes him so tough. And then talking to some guys, I remember I did an Andrew Thomas film room with him a couple years ago, and Andrew told me, like, the thing that makes Micah so hard to, in his eyes, is he's such a small target. And, you know, even though I think he's 6'3 or whatever, he plays very low. And that combined with the quickness factor, it just makes him very difficult for an offensive lineman to kind of see, but also, like, strike clean. So he's just one of those guys where you just, it's tough to prepare for. He could do it from both sides, inside even. So yeah, and I love the idea always with great players in general of adding them to a unit like the Packers defensive line group where, you know, solid probably, but now everybody is down on the pecking order and the hierarchy looks totally different now. So yeah, I love the move and I respect it for sure. And I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, when you talk about that change of direction, I posted a play out on Twitter of him, you know, basically it's a bootleg, a rollout by Jalen Hurts, and he crashes down and then just on a dime changes directions entirely and then has the ability to the speed to just chase down Jalen Hurts. And then there's another play too where he's kind of doing like the read on a jet sweep by Malik Nabers. And he's got to cover that whole side and he just chases him down and runs him out of bounds to the sideline. Nabers can't get the corner on him. It's just really, really unique stuff. Well, one of the things I wanted to ask you, and I'm really excited to ask you this question because it's something I felt like was more noticeable last year, but I'm really curious your thought on it. It felt like last year teams were even more willing to have that running back and tight end chip on either side where it was really difficult for some defensive ends in a lot of instances to just get a pure one-on-one. The running back was chipping one side and then maybe going in the flat or doing a check down. Same thing with the tight end on the other side, maybe helping out and then going into the flat for you know, just either a check down or again, something that you can get an easy access to at the end of a play. And it just felt like one-on-ones for especially players like Micah Parsons, even Rashawn Gary in Green Bay, were fewer and fewer far between. If you were a team that, well, A, have you seen that? And B, if there is any truth to that whatsoever, if you were a team that were acquiring a top-tier edge rusher, would you have any trepidation in being like, all right, teams are starting to really make it so that these guys don't get the one-on-ones as maybe they were used to? But would that change the calculus for you at all?
Yeah, I think it's become a little bit more prevalent maybe over the last few years, but certainly teams have been doing that for, you know, at least a half dozen or so more years. I mean, sure. Maybe, you know, and that's typically been a part of what has made schemes more offensive line friendly is the ability to do that. And, you know, the first article I ever wrote for my Substack when I started in 2020 was the most offensive line friendly schemes. And I always often reference that. It was Sean McVay, Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, and Gary Kubiak at the time who with the Vikings, you know, basically all Shanahan guys except Reid or Shanahan-esque. So part of their, you know, magic is the ability to make life easier for offensive line in a lot of different ways in pass protection. But one of them, just kind of a random one, is what Andy Reid often does. It's called a squeeze formation, which is basically a condensed formation where you either have the tight end split out a little bit or a receiver, you know, on a cut split, like pretty close, fairly close to the tackle. And that just sort of reduces the room for the edge rusher to operate. So they're a little bit more confined off the ball. And then the tight end or receiver or whatever gets into their route. But that split second of them being confined is often the difference between a win and a loss. That's just one way. But then you alluded to the running back chips and the tight end chips. And there's just so many different ways to do it. So I think teams have caught on more recently and are incorporating that more. I often do see it, though, with Shanahan tree guys, Reed, you know, Ben Johnson's a master of this, Kevin O'Connell, you know, all the top offensive mind type guys, they all kind of do this. And I think it's a tall tale sign of, you know, really shrewd, good offensive coordinator. So anyway, yeah, I mean, I do see it more. I think that's very an important thing to talk about. As far as if I would maybe shy away from, you know, edge rushers or something based on that, it, you know, I think if you really want to get into it, like, I think you need to look at, okay, what is the construction of my defensive line? Who else do I have here? How, you know, that'll lead to how well can I maybe scheme up certain matchups as a defensive coordinator? What does my schedule look like? What does my division look like? Who am I playing? You know, all those sorts of things. So that all would factor into it. So generally, though, I would say no, because I just want great players, you know, just like, I'm never going to shy away from Micah Parsons. I don't care if every team is, you know, great at scheming up stuff and protection. I like, yeah, of course you take Micah, and I think you do give up what they gave up to do it still. So yeah, to answer your question, like, no, I think if you have a defensive coordinator you're confident in, there should be, that's the beauty of football. Like, there's counters to counters, and you know, it's the whole chess game. So yeah, there's ways around it, but yeah, that's a good question.
And I think the beautiful thing too is with Micah is you can line them up in a lot of different places. So it makes it a little bit tougher too, and mitigates some of that, where even if they do want to chip or have a tight end help, he might be inside, he might be over the center, he might be double A gapping. There's just a lot of different things that you can do with
it. It's not TJ Watt who's over the right tackle 90% of the game. Yeah, it's very different.
Very much so. I want to ask you about a couple other players, because while Micah Parsons is obviously taking a lot of the oxygen right now, understandably so, they were not the only players in the trenches that Green Bay acquired this offseason. I want to ask you first about Aaron Banks. He was a big offseason addition for Green Bay. I think Packers fans don't have a great feel for Aaron Banks yet. He had some back injuries during training camp. Was a little bit up and down during camp. It doesn't mean anything anyway. It's a training camp. Didn't really play in preseason. So I think there's still a lot of question. They gave him this huge deal to bring him over, be the starting left guard. What have you seen from Aaron Banks, and what did you think of that contract for him?
Yeah. You know, I think injuries is part of his whole career so far to some degree. I mean, I'm looking at it, 43 starts over his first four seasons. So a little over 10 starts a year. You know, on average. So, you know, he's been dinged up consistently, you know, broken finger, concussion, MCL, you say back now. I mean, so like, that's always kind of a factor. You're probably going to get, you know, 12 to 14 games, which is, you know, okay, but it would be more okay if he was just a better player, frankly, like in my opinion. I think he's, you know, when you're stacking the 32 left guards or the 64 guards or whatever, he's fairly low. I mean, I think he's below average. Now, you know, if he's your fourth or fifth best starter, that's fine. But, you know, with the construction of this offensive line, I mean, you know, you're looking at him being probably your third starter, you know, after assuming Elton Jenkins is going to be Elton Jenkins and Zach Tom is Zach Tom, you know, Banks is probably your third guy in terms of the pecking order. So that is a little rich for me in terms of the deal, in terms of maybe what you're expecting, generally speaking. But then what makes it a little bit more palpable to me is the fact that it's Green Bay and the scheme is extremely offensive line friendly. Through all the different bells and whistles and sorts of things that, you know, Matt LaFleur does. So that makes it a little easier to justify, but still, like, you know, I'm a little skeptical that he's going to live up to that contract, to be honest. But and the reason for that, like on the field, watching film and all that, is because I just think he falls off blocks a little bit too much late in the rep, kind of loses control, loses leverage. He plays high. You know, not the best athlete, but he's big, heavy hands, can, you know, cover up targets initially in the run game on like angle drive, down blocks, you know, double teams initially, like, you know, can get good position on guys and create creases. But, you know, longer developing plays, whether in the run game or pass protection, when guys are able to string moves together, you know, utilize counters, all that sort of stuff, it falls apart pretty quickly for him in terms of losing control of his man. But again, like, those instances, especially in pass protection, don't necessarily happen a lot in Green Bay. I know Jordan Love does love to extend and all that. So, so it's going to be interesting to see. He's coming from a Shanahan scheme, obviously, where I think he was helped already. So I'm just kind of expecting him to be at the level that he already was at. Yeah. And to me, that's a little underwhelming for the contract that he was given. But I wouldn't say it's egregious or anything, but just maybe a little bit of an overpay, in my opinion.
Little rich. I think that certainly seems to be the consensus opinion on that for sure. And I'm glad you brought up the falling off blocks things too. It was remarkable how many times on tape you would see him get to his spot, have the guy, and it feels like he's just going to win the rep, and then the other player just wins it. And it's like, you did everything leading up to that point, just, you know, find a way to finish it off. And unfortunately there was just not enough of that. So that's going to be something hopefully they can improve in Green Bay as well. We're being joined by Brandon Thorne, Bleacher Report, Establish the Run, offensive line masterminds, as well as on social media at Brandon Thorne NFL. The other one I wanted to ask you about was Anthony Belton. They spent a second round pick as well. It almost seems like the same conversation sometimes of like the player, a little bit rich, some technical things to work on, but I'll let you take the floor and what you saw from Anthony Belton.
Yeah, I mean, based on, you know, my evaluation coming out of college at NC State, and, you know, I don't remember exactly what my grade was. I want to say fourth round or so. So, yeah, a couple rounds early, in my opinion. I just thought there was more unrefinement there, just a little bit of kind of a wild play style, I would say. You know, I mean, I hate using this term. I don't want to tag him like this, you know, his whole career or anything, but a little bit of a loose cannon in some ways. You know, of course, at NC State, I kicked out of that game because he spit in the dude's face. And then just when you study his film in college, like, I love a great finisher, a nasty offensive lineman, but there's a fine line that you got to find when you're playing that style, and you got to know when to pull back. And with Belton, there's been several instances where it's like, oh man, that's just a little much. We saw it even in preseason. I highlighted that one clip. And
yep.
So that's just something that, you know, I think, you know, it'll always go back to like, okay, would you rather have to push a guy to go finish somebody, or would you rather have to reel him in? You'd rather have to reel him in. So I think that's important to say. Like, that's like kind of good in a way, but, you know, years of it in college, now early on as a pro, like, okay, we got to start seeing some improvement there. Be physical, be strong, unleash your power, but find that line. I think Elton Jenkins is pretty good at that. So, you know, I think that'd probably be a pretty good influence in that regard. But he's a big, powerful, well-built guy. He looks like a high round pick. I think, you know, he moves that way in spurts. But I just think technique-wise, it's just a little unreliable. We'll see how quickly they could bridge that gap, or he could bridge that gap in this system and stuff. It's a great system, obviously, you know, good situation, not a lot of pressure on him right now, all that sort of stuff. But to, you know, spend a second round pick on that seems like a little high to me. But I mean, you know, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I think they saw the talent, the size, the athleticism, and are hopeful that they can teach the teachable things, and that he has the non-teachable things and some of those traits. And to your point, yeah, we saw that personal foul already in preseason, and basically to a T, we saw a very powerful player, somebody that has the ability to drive some players into the dirt and just into the second level, but also very unrefined with his technique, and is just going to take a little bit of seasoning, to say the least. A couple other questions here before we get you out of here. Again, Brandon Thorne, find him on Bleach Report and on social media at Brandon Thorne NFL. Where do you rank this Packers offensive line? You've got Rashid Walker, Jordan Morgan kind of at left tackle, Banks at left guard, Jenkins probably at center, Sean Ryan right guard, Zach Tom right tackle. Then, of course, you know, Anthony Belton. They just got Darian Kennard from the Eagles as kind of those next guys up as well. How do you view this in comparison to the rest of the league?
Yeah, so for my rankings for Establish the Run, do my top 32 every year, I have them 12th. That's in the third tier for me, which is solid. 12 to 15 somewhere, so slightly above middle of the pack, above average, you know, is kind of how I see it. I just think, if everybody's healthy, I think you have a solid starting five with solid depth. You know, in addition to that, being in this sort of system and this scheme with the track record of putting guys in good positions with solid players, largely, I just think, yeah, it's probably above average. It's all going to kind of net that. So that's how I see it. I mean, I don't have a lot of optimism that they're going to be like a difference-making unit or anything. I think there's some, you know, potential for the floor being a little lower than, you know, 14, 15. This is probably as high as I'll go on their ceiling, you know, if I had to bet. But yeah, that's kind of how I see it. It's certainly a line that you can win with. And, you know, I'm not like concerned about it or anything.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotional alert.
check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Like that. So yeah, that's how I see it.
I think it's a very fair evaluation. And before we get you out of here, we got about 30 seconds. Just in general, what do you see as the expectations for the Packers this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, exciting team, you know, the youth on the team, and to be as competitive as we're expecting them to be with the dude at quarterback, who I think you could comfortably say is a dude. Man, I mean, you know, is this a great time to be a Packers fan, I would say. It's exciting. I think that they'll compete in the playoffs. Are they ready to win it all? I'm not sure. We'll see. That's hard to say, obviously, but I definitely think, you know, one of the 10 best teams in the league, and, you know, how far up that top 10 list you want to get is open for discussion, but I put them in the top 10, I think.
Yeah, I think that's the hope. And like you said, there is a lot of excitement in Green Bay surrounding this team right now. Brandon, I cannot thank you enough. Plug anything you want to plug on the way out, and where can we find all of your incredible work?
Yeah, so trenchwarfare.substack.com is my newsletter. I just came out with my offensive line almanac, which is kind of like a fact book of offensive line with all 32 units right now. You can kind of compare and contrast there. I think it's a fun thing to bookmark and reference. So I have that. And then Establish the Run. I do all my mismatch articles and stuff weekly there. And Bleacher Report, I'm back for year 7 now, I want to say, year 6 or 7, doing all the college offensive line analysis there and scouting reports.
Well, that's awesome. You do fantastic work. Go follow him on social media at Brandon Thorne NFL. Brandon, cannot thank you enough. We'll hopefully do this again soon, and enjoy the NFL season, my friend.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks to Brandon for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Again, make sure to follow him at Brandon Thorne NFL. This is the Packaday Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.